Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Holocaust responsa. Now we are in we're in Chelek Hey, She'ela Ches. And this is the question that was asked to Rav Ephraim Oshri, Or Alameinu Chashach Ba'adeinu B'tzarei Chayeinu Hefil. The light of the world is dark for us, and the noon of our lives became black. Ace Rabu Sarasenu Vizgabu Alenu Babonasenu Kharav Rav Dever Vyagon. We have so many tsaras because of our great sins. We have the sword, we have famine, we have pestilence, and we have anguish. Vyakarish Barhu Shalach Panu Kharon Apo Evra Vizam Mishlachas Malochim Roy Hagirmanim Harurim Machshimam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us all of his anger. Evra Zam Mishlachas Malochim Roim, like it says in the Haggadah. The cursed Germans. Uvein ayeter hotziu arishayim tzav shem michsas hanashim shehoi al yoshvei agito loses lamideyom biyom alavodas hakviya shemeoz v'hol al yoshvei agito loses lam michsa kazos nosefes lavodas kviya v'layla. They had a certain amount of people who had to work every day, and now they also have to supply people to work at night, and they have the tug shift, the day shift, the nach shift, the night shift. And v'hinei be'erev yom hamar shel Tisha B'Av shnas tavshin beis, it's Tisha B'Av, it's 1942, hitasafnu b'veito shel Napanovitz berachov vitena sheva letfilas arvis. We went to the house of Napanovitz in Vitena Street number 7 for Mariv and for the reading of Eicha and to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the nation of God that fell to the sword. V'chein al kihilas kakodesh shel medinas lita, and also the holy communities of Lithuania, kihilos shel kedoshim v'torim, communities of pure and holy people, go'onei aretz v'nikiei tara, sha'azedim ha'arurim yemach shema mechrivu. The great Torah scholars of the earth, of the land, and clean, pure people that the merciless, evil, cursed, wicked Germans destroyed. V'eshamoniach chasidim ha'yisharim v'atmimim, the great, pious people, ha'ne'ahavim v'ani'imim b'chayeyim, who were so beloved and they're pleasant in their lifetimes, hotziu lahoreg, they took them out to kill them, v'he'misilos v'chol minei misos mishinos, and they killed them with the most mishunadik misos, horrible deaths. Yiskureim Elokeinu Litova, im she'ar tzadike olam v'yinkom nikmas dam avodav hashafuch. God should remember them for the good. It's a very beautiful song. Yiskureim, Yiskureim, Yiskureim Elokeinu, Elokeinu Litova. So God should remember them for the good with all the other tzadikim, and he should avenge the spilled blood of his servants. So this is Tisha B'Av, and they're in the middle of saying Kinos. Upitom be'etzem amiras ha'kinos nishma kol ha'germanim yimach shemam she'nichnesu b'rash gadol eleinu. In the middle of the saying of Kinos, we could hear the voice of the Germans yimach shemam, who came with great noise. U'b'tzakos ha'yomos eschilu litvos es ha'ne'esofim. They started gathering everybody together. U'leha'itzam she'yamaru l'lechas l'avodas ha'kfiyah shel ha'layla. And they said, hey, you guys got to get to work. We don't have enough people for the night shift. And then they started making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they see that these people are crying about their Beis HaMikdash. And the Germans said, what are you guys crying about? Waiting for some sort of salvation? They said, you're never going to be saved. And the Germans just started beating up on the Jews. And they made everybody leave the house. And they brought them to the night shift to go to work. And they worked, relates Rav Oshri, the entire night, himself included. And of course, the Jews were in a horrible mood, and they lamented the fact, that's what kinos are, lamentations. They spent the night lamenting their horrible fate. We all hoped that come daytime we wouldn't have to work anymore, because then you're going to have the day shift to come and take over. However, says Rav Oshri, our hope was in vain, it was all for naught, because the cursed Germans didn't allow us to go home and force us to work the whole day as well. And the people who didn't have koach anymore, you can imagine, without sleeping, without eating, people who didn't have koach were beaten up by the Nazis and were injured. They made us work day and night and day without letting us rest. And many of the people just fell down to the ground because of the beating that they took from the Germans. And says Rav Oshri that we couldn't finish our fast. Came time that the Germans gave them a little bit of food. And they told everybody, you guys have to eat, despite the fact that it's Tisha B'Av. And here, sweetest friends, after this very, very sad description, heartbreaking description of what happened, comes the halachic shaila. They have to eat, it's pikuach nefesh, there's no question. But the question is, when they bench, are they supposed to say nachem? There's a tefillah that we say when we daven called nachem. What about saying nachem when we bench? If a person eats on Tisha B'Av, should he say nachem? So first and foremost, we have to understand the takana of saying nachem during tefillah. When do we say nachem? So there's a sefer called Chazon Ovadia, Rav Ovadia Yosef's sefer on Hilchos Tisha B'Av. This is on page Shin and Zayin. No, Rav Oshri does not quote that sefer. Rav Ovadia Yosef, I don't know if he even had Sfarim in 1942. But, see, Rav Ovadia Yosef was born in 1920. So then he was 22 years old. Mistami, he had a lot of writing already. But Rav Oshri certainly isn't quoting from there. But just because Rav Ovadia spells it out very clearly, I will we'll learn a little bit from there, and then we'll get to the maskana that Rav Oshri comes to. Just Rav Ovadia is very clear when he presents the sources. So, says Rav Ovadia, what about nachem? Do you have to say nachem during all three tefillahs? So he paskins that you do. You say nachem both during Arvis, you say it when you say Shemoneh Esrei in Ma'ariv of Tisha B'Av, you say nachem when you say Shemoneh Esrei in Shachris, and Mincha. And this is based on a Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi in Brachos and Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. It says that you say a certain tefillah, Rachim Hashem Elokeinu Barachamecha Rabim Uvachasadecha Ne'amonim Aleinu V'alamcha Beis Yisrael, etc., etc. Kadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy on us. And some people have a Girsa, the Rif and the Rush and Tainus at the end of Perek Dalet, have a Girsa not of Rachim but of Nachim. And they said that the minhag is to say it in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. And so writes the Rambam to say it in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. And so the Ramban and the Meiri. Others say to say it in Ritzei. But that's the pashtus of the Yerushalmi. However, the Rishonim paskin to say it during the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. So now we have that there's this halacha that on Tisha B'Av one must say nachem. However, the Yerushalmi doesn't say when to say nachem. Do you say it in all the tefillahs? One of the tefillahs? When do you say this tefillah of nachem? So in the Seder of Amram Gon, he says to say it in all three tefillahs. You put it into the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, and you conclude the bracha, Bracha Hashem Menachem Tzion of Bonei Yerushalayim, and this is said in all three tefillahs. That's Me'ena Ma'ora. So just like other times you have Me'ena Ma'ora, you mention that day's event, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, whatever the day's event is, You say Me'ena Ma'ora, and this is also called Me'ena Ma'ora by the Yerushalmi. So it's mashma then that just like normally the Me'ena Ma'ora is in all three tefillas, so to hear the Me'ena Ma'ora is in all three tefillas. And Rav Avadya Kedarka B'Kodesh quotes a whole slew of poskim who say to say it in all three tefillas. However, there are others, such as the Machzor Vitri, who says to say it only during Mincha. So to Rashi and others in the Sefer Rokeach. The Rush says, Mistama, you should say it in all three tefillas. And he's brought by the Tur. So you see here a machlokes between the poskim. Many poskim say to say it in all three tefillas. Other poskim to say only say it in Mincha. The Beis Yosef brings that even though Rabbeinu Yerucham agrees with the Rush to say Nachem in all tefillas, but the Minhag HaOlam is only to say it in Tefillas HaMincha. And he gives a reason as well, says the Beis Yosef, because the Gemara in Taina says that the Goyim burned the Beis HaMikdash when it was Mincha time, Samach L'Chashecha. And therefore, that's the best time to say Nachem Mincha time. The Shulchan Aruch paskins Ora, based on the Havana of the Pri Chadash, that you should say it in all three tefillas. And so writes the Chidah, that Pashtus Divrei HaShulchan Aruch, in Simen Tavkuf Nun Zayin, is to say it in all three tefillas. However, the Ramah paskins that we only say it in Mincha, and that's what we the Ashkenazim do, as Rav Avadya says, Achenu Ashkenazim. So I'm one of his brothers, I am an Ashkenaz, and I say it in Mincha. So we see a big machlokas haposkim when to say it. Some say to say it at all three tefillas. Some say only to say this tefillah at Mincha. And that's the way the Ramah paskins only at Mincha, and the Sfaradim say it at all three tefillas. Rav Avadya brings down those who say that Minhag Yerushalayim is to say it for all three tefillas. What about benching now? Do you say it when you bench? So now that we understand the Makor of Nachem, we know that it's Yerushalmi, and we know that the Yerushalmi calls it Ein Amorin because of this many poskim to say it in all three tefillas, and then we saw the Ramah and others who say only to say it in Mincha, what about when one benches? Should one say Nachem? So the Ramah paskins in the name of the Ma'aril that if somebody ate on Tisha B'Av, he should say Nachem in benching. And the Magen Avraham comments that even though in Tefillah we only say it at Mincha time, but benching, there's no specific minhag when to say it, when not to say it. So whenever you eat, whenever you bench, you should say Nachem. And the Machatzis HaShekel also explains, since Rov Poskim say that Nachem is to be said in all three Tefillahs, even though we don't paskin that way, but certainly when you're eating, there's no minhag. Here our minhag is to say it at Mincha. But when you're eating, so follow Rov Poskim who say that Nachem should be said throughout the entire day of Tisha B'Av, and whenever you bench, you should say Nachem. And the Gra argues with the Ramah, and he says not to say Nachem if you bench. Based on a Gemara, that says that if there's no Korban Musaf, there's no Haskara in Pirkas Hamazon. However, the Ramah remains the Ramah, and on Tisha B'Av there's no Korban Musaf, therefore there should be no Haskara in Pirkas Hamazon. However, the Ramah says, from the Maharil, that you do say Nachem in benching. And the Chachma Shlomo, of Shlomo Kluger, brings the Gro, argues with the Ramah, but he says that maybe the reason is that you should say Nachem is because Tisha B'Av is called a Moed, Koralai Moed. Since Tisha B'Av is called a Moed, you need a Haskara in Birkas HaMazon, just like in a Moed. The Ben Ishchai says that Dafka, when you eat in Mincha time, you say Nachem when you bench. Not like the Machzis HaShekel who says to say it all the time. The Mishnah Brura says, Simen Tavkuf Nun Zayin, Sif Katan Dalid, that you, whenever you eat, whenever you bench, you should say it. When you daven, you only say it in mincha. But whenever you eat and you bench, you should say nachem. So now, after this short road that we've traveled upon, we learned the makor for nachem and the machlokas about when to say nachem and what part of the tefillah to say nachem. Some say ritzei, but our minhag is in Bonei Yerushalayim. And the machlokas whether or not to say it during benching between the Gra and the Ramah. Rav Ashri concludes his tshuva and he passes the halacha. Havna ladina benidon she'elaseinu. Now we can get to halacha l'maisa. But since the Rambam and the Mechaber say that you say nachem in all the tefillos, and the Rosh didn't understand why people have a minhag only to say it during mincha, and others as well say to say it during all three tefillos, and even the Ramah, who says that the minhag is only to say nachem during mincha, but he himself says that if you eat, when you bench, you say nachem. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Maharit is a shekel paskin, no matter when you eat. Unlike the Ben Ishchai, who only says to say it in mincha time. So you should definitely say nachem. And therefore, Rav Ashri paskin, that the workers who broke their fast on Tisha B'Av should say nachem when they bench. This tefillah of nachem that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy on Yerushalayim. Just to read out the tefillah from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, the Nusach is Rachim Hashem Elokeinu, Rachamecha HaRabim, Uvachasadecha Ne'amonim Aleinu Val Amcha Yisrael, Val Yerushalayim Ircha. God should have mercy on, and great mercy and great chesed on us, on Jerusalem, on Zion, Mishkan Kavodecha, the dwelling place of his honor, Valaira, Abela, Vachariva, Vaharusa, the destroyed city, Vashomiman, the barren city, Hanasunabi, Adzeit, Zorim, that is given to foreigners, Vaharimusa, and that is trampled, Biadaritzim, in the hands of despots, Vyirashua, Legionos, and it was inherited by the legions of evil people, Vyachalalu, over the Alilim, and it was desecrated by the idolaters, Eretz Asher Yisrael Amcha Masata Nachala, the land that you gave to the Jewish people as an inheritance, with the Zeri Yeshurun to the seed of Yeshurun, Yerusha Rashta, you gave it as a Yerusha, Ki Ata Be'esh Yitzata, U'Be'esh Ata Asid Livnosa, you burned it with fire, but you are going to build it with fire, Kamur, as it says in the Pasuk, Vani Eyelo Nu'um Hashem Chomas Eish Saviv, U'Luchabu De'a Bisocha, will be fire around it, and honor within it, and we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem, the siyata d'shmaya, that there should be a kiyum of this tefillah, and Am Yisrael should know no more tzar, Kadosh Baruch Hu should take us out of the bila galus, and we should see the tikkun olam b'malchus Shaddai, v'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.